Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And good night.
Welcome to today's episode of The Cat Season 5, The Emoted Plague. I'm Springer.
And I'm Jen.
Our music comes from audionautics.com. Rascal and Toby were riding in Bootcat's bus back towards Bootcat's house.
Toby turned to Rascal and said,
what is your name anyway? Because, you know, you introduced yourself to me as Rascal, but, actually, people seem to be calling you Smushface McJones, which is really weird because, that's the name of Brick's little brother, and he was just born yesterday, so it's just kind of a weird coincidence that you're not related to Brick, are you?
I don't think so. I mean, my name really is Rascal. It's just that Sunny and Fluffy, who are Bootcat's kittens, who are adopted anyway. I don't know why I had to say that, but they are, and they decided that I needed a fake name and identity, and alias, I think it's called, or maybe it's an alias.
Oh, I know that. That's an alias. I read about that in some of the spy books that I like to read. Alias.
Okay. Yeah, so, and that had to be Smushface McJones, they decided.
Ha. Huh. Well, it's kind of a weird name because, yeah, anyway. So, are we gonna get off at this stop?
The bus had ground to a halt somewhere near Girdwood. No, I don't think so. When, 2 hours later, the bus ground to a stop near Homer, Rascal said, No, I'm quite sure we don't get off here. I was here once, though.
Why aren't we ever getting off the bus? Are you the very last stop? Because one time I heard about a kid that was the very last stop, and like he literally never got there before the bus went back to school the next day.
That doesn't make sense, but, I kind of, Bootcat's the bus driver, and then she also, I'm kind of living with her right now. My sister Scamper sent me off to be here, and I'm staying with Bootcat, so we get off when the bus driver gets off.
Oh, said Toby. But fortunately for both of them, it wasn't long before they pulled up to the bottom of the driveway at Bootcat's.
The giant hangar doors creaked open, and the bus drove inside and came to a halt. The doors popped open, the falcon wing doors once again, and Sunny and Fluffy jumped out of the bus, yelling as they did,
Yay! Yippee! We're home! We're home! We're home! I'm Sunny, and I'm Fluffy, and I'm Fluffy, and I'm Sunny.
Yeah, they're kind of weird, said Rascal, pointing to them for the sake of Toby.
Yeah, I never had any siblings myself, so I don't really know. But let's get something to eat. I'm really hungry, aren't you? That was a long bus ride home.
Bootcat, I mean, Ms. Bootcat, yelled Rascal, can we have something to eat? said Bootcat as she walked off towards the elevator. Maybe we should go and ask her again in like 5 minutes when she's more calmed down, said Rascal.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty hungry. I'll just go see if I can ask her. Hey,
Toby padded after Bootcat.
Hey, Ms. Cat, we want something to eat. Do you have a snack for us? And by the way, I'm Toby. I'm here with Rascal.
said Bootcat.
I didn't really understand that, but I'm kind of hungry, and you know, when I have company over to my house, my mom always makes us snacks. She really likes to make these celery snacks that are full of...
Be quiet!
Yelled Bootcat. She yelled at Rascal too, making him come over.
I have the perfect snack for you. Perfect idea. You can get to be visitors, let's say, on my cooking show.
You have a cooking show? I really like cooking shows. Sometimes I watch them with my mom, because my mom, she likes cooking shows, but she's not a very good cook, except for those snacks I was telling you about that are the celery sticks with the
I think
with
you
the
should
tuna.
Just be quiet and follow Bootcat, said Russell. I didn't know she has a cooking show either, but whatever it is, it's bound to be horrible.
Huh.
Said Toby, and the two of them followed Bootcat down the hall.
Down the elevator they went, and out towards the level with the living quarters and the pool and Bootcat's kitchen. into the kitchen they went. There were video cameras positioned all around the beautiful granite countertops.
Whoa, this is cool, said Rascal. Maybe it will be fun to be on Bootcat's cooking show.
Can we sit at the counter? I want to sit at the counter, said Toby, pulling himself up onto a tall, rotating stool.
Got to sit right there, said Bootcat.
She angled some of the cameras to be just right and walked over to a supply drawer. She turned on the cameras.
Now, said Bootcat, today on Bootcat's cooking show, my cooking show, beaming out from Anchorage, Alaska, in my house instead of the island of Boom Shakalaka in the Caribbean, because I don't want to go there today. Today I have special visitors who are named Rascal and, what's
his name? My name's Toby.
Now,
hi, Mom.
Be quiet. I don't want you to be saying what your name is. Okay.
Hi, Mom.
I have Rascal and Toby.
Toby waved at the camera.
Okay. And today, said Bootcat, I'm going to be making haggis pudding with carnivorous sheep haggis with chokecherry sauce.
Wow, that sounds pretty exotic compared to the snacks that my mom makes with the celery and the tuna inside of it.
Be quiet!
And Bootcat began to cook. She went around the kitchen while video played of Bootcat slaughtering a carnivorous sheep only hours before. And after that video played, Bootcat began whipping up her dish, tossing the haggis through the air and hitting it with spatulas, battering it, frying it, tossing it in a dish, melting the dish into the haggis, melting the haggis into the dish, and all of this until finally there was a big glop of haggisy pudding that was put into the oven while Bootcat pulled out chokecherries, whipping her knives through the air, chopping them into little bits, whisking them with some kind of odd mixture that Rascal could not tell the origins of, and finally pouring it on top of the finished pudding.
What was that pudding stuff?
Banana butter,
said Bootcat.
Banana butter, said Rascal. Wait, which part of it was banana butter? Because this is a pudding entirely, but then it was also kind of pudding itself.
Be quiet and eat up, little ones, said Bootcat.
And she began to shove it into Rascal's mouth with one paw and into Toby's mouth with the other paw.
Miss Cat,
said Toby with his mouth half full.
Miss Cat, I have allergies to bananas.
Then Toby began to make coughing sounds like he was choking.
Oh gosh, Toby's suffocating or choking or something. It must be those choke cherries you mentioned. He's choking on a choke cherry. Do something, Ms. Bootcat. Do something, please.
As Rascal began to hyperventilate, he himself began to choke on a choke cherry. Meanwhile, Toby was writhing on the floor. His face was beginning to turn red and puffy.
Banana allergy,
he cried.
Bootcat sat back and laughed and cackled as the cameras videoed the whole thing. And Rascal, and Toby too, would have both choked and died if it had not been for the monster.
Onion,
it said.
Lime,
as it walked through the door of the kitchen.
Rah,
said Bootcat, flicking off the cameras.
Monster, go away. Bad monster. Onion,
said the monster.
Lime, grapefruit, must help choking catch.
It reached out one of its three remaining arms, the fourth having been broken off by Bootcat the previous week, and it began to pound with much vigor on Toby's back with one arm, and with even more on Rascal's back with another arm, while at the same time holding Bootcat back with a third arm.
The chokecherry pits popped out of their mouths and flew across the kitchen. One of them hit Bootcat straight between the eyes, and the other one clanged off of a pot with a loud, rumming noise.
You can't do that, bad monster,
said Bootcat, and she socked it clean in the face. The monster, now with a dent in the middle of its head, made a few sad sounds and wobbled out the door.
Let's go somewhere else. Let's just go somewhere else. You know, when my mom gets upset, what I do is I just, like, melt into the furniture. I think that's what we should do, said Toby.
Good idea,
said Rascal, and they ran out of the kitchen.
Oh, we should go talk to Sunny and Fluffy. They're kind of funny. Or cool, or they're not really cool, but they're funny at least. We should definitely talk to them. You might like them, actually, even.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, great. Sunny, Fluffy, where are you?
We're here.
I'm here, and Sunny's here, and Fluffy's here, and I'm Fluffy, and she's here, and we're here. Together. You guys want to play? Hey, we could go down to the washing machine exercise. The washing machine exercise. The washing machine exercise room.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, Toby. So I saw something kind of cool in the washing machine exercise room. So, well, it wasn't cool. It was scary. Actually, it was really scary. A Boo Cat, she was laundering money.
What? Why would you put your money in the laundry? I don't get it.
I don't know, but she was. She had a bunch of money and she was just pouring it into the washing machine.
Wait a minute. It's coming back to me now, said Toby. I remember this from those spy novels I was telling you about that I like to read. Yeah, laundering money. That's when people have stolen a bunch of money and they've got like all this money and they don't want people to be able to trace it. And so they launder it. Let's go get it. If it's been stolen, then it's as much ours as it is hers.
That's a great idea. Sunny and Fluffy, we should definitely... But Sunny and Fluffy were already gone. Rascal and Toby snooped into the laundry room where Sunny and Fluffy were running in their exercise dryer, unable to be bothered, and they began looking at the old, out-of-order vertical washer. Ooh, cool. This thing is kind of cool. Granny has one of those.
Here, let's look inside, said Toby. Give me a leg up.
Rascal pushed Toby up, and he peered down inside.
Ooh. Well, it's really deep in there. I think you should go first.
Okay, said Rascal. He let go of Toby so he could go by himself. But when he got up to the top, he found Toby gone.
Toby, where are you?
I can't, you must have fallen in. And in his horror and crying about Toby's fall, Rascal fell in too. Rascal fell with a crash directly on top of a furry lump. Strips of paper flew up on all sides of him. Little stones poked him all over.
Hey, get off of me, said Toby. And then he fumbled around, reached into his pocket, and pulled out a lighter.
Suddenly, all the strips of paper around him burst into flame.
Oh gosh, said Rascal. Oh, it's on fire.
Whoa, follow the smoke. It's bound to go back up that chute and out the hole. We gotta get out of here because this is scary. Oh, look, diamonds.
Diamonds are forever, said Rascal, but I don't think we are, in this predicament at least.
Oh, man, I should take one of these to my mom because she really likes diamonds. Her new boyfriend, he has, sometimes he brings her diamonds, and you should see how excited she gets. She really seems to like them a lot, and I could take some, and then maybe she would give me a hug goodnight if I took her some diamonds.
Toby began to stuff his pockets with diamonds.
Oh, wow, said Rascal, looking around. This is a ruby. It must be the size of a hen's egg.
Meanwhile, the room was beginning to fill with smoke, and the flames were hot and all around.
Rascal and Toby, having finished stuffing their pockets with gems, were now in full-on panic mode.
Panic!
Toby had long since dropped his lighter, and he was clambering up on top of Rascal's shoulders.
Come on, give me a boost, we'll get out of here.
But looking up, they could not see any top to the shaft. It was a quite tall shaft, in reality, hundreds of feet tall. And now they were stuck far, far down.
Sunny, cried Rascal. Fluffy.
And from the top of the shaft, he could just barely see two little heads
We're coming to save you, bouncy boy!
They yelled, and Sunny and Fluffy came plummeting down the shaft, hitting Rascal in the head like little coconuts.
Ow! 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 Boom! Boom!
Oh, I think I have a concussion.
Don't worry, we know everything about Boo Cat's house. We can get out of here. Yeah, there's a secret tunnel. Yeah, come on this way. She'll show you. Follow her. No, you follow her. No, follow her. Follow her.
In fact, there was a secret tunnel that went straight out of the flaming room and into a stark white room.
Ooh, we've never been here before. Never, at all. We've never been that down that chute either.
How did you know there was a secret tunnel then?
We didn't. We were just guessing. Boo Cat loves secret tunnels.
But this is a great room. This is really nice. We better close the door so the flames don't spread any further. And we don't want Boo Cat to smell the smoke because if she comes, we'll be in trouble. Yeah, we don't want that.
They looked around through the room.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Hey, Rascal, I saw that you didn't really have a backpack at school, and so you really totally need this. You should just take this.
Whoa, said Rascal, looking at the object Toby had pointed to. It was a big black leather briefcase with cool patterns etched into it.
That is awesome.
Rascal flicked it open, and it was full of beautiful organizers and pockets and everything.
I definitely need this. This would go really well with my Elias.
Rascal closed it again and smiled at Toby.
Yeah, you're gonna be like the best outfitted kid at kindergarten. That's gonna be amazing. But you know what? It's dinner time and I need to go home now. Can we go home? I need to get home. Is anybody gonna take me home?
I don't know. Can we just stay in here a little longer? Look, Toby, I found a whole bag of diamonds.
Rascal picked up a huge bag with diamonds written on it in fancy script.
Oh, wow. These are cool. It says, yeah, these are awesome. You should take these.
Okay, great. I'll just hold the bag in my hand because I can't really fit that in my pocket. But I really do need to go home now.
Rascal and Toby and Sunny and Fluffy were looking for an exit when suddenly Rascal caught something out of the corner of his eye. It was a book. A strange book. Leather bound. Rascal opened it up and almost screamed.
This book was due in 1812!
He said, we definitely should return it to the library. He shoved it in his briefcase and without thinking about it again, he, Toby, Sunny, and Fluffy managed to find the elevator, went back up to the surface,
and called Toby's mom to pick him up.
If you enjoyed The Cats, you may also enjoy The Wrong Town.
The Wrong Town by Springer Moore, co-host of The Cats and Marley McDonough, is a chapter book for 7 to 10-year-olds.
Kira is just trying to get one good look at the mysterious island off the shore from her cousin's apartment in Baku, Azerbaijan, when a massive wave knocks her amusement train clean off its tracks. She soon washes up on the rocky shore of the island itself and is caught up in the bizarre succession of leaders and revolutions, which begins soon after her arrival on the tiny chunk of land known as the Wrong Town.
In this hilarious story of unique characters, bad leaders, and one giant stuffed wolf, you will find out just what happens when you live on an island paved with duct tape and the only things to eat are Mountain Dew and potato chips.
The Wrong Town is available in both paperback and ebook formats from Amazon.com.